Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We have Lisa Lanier on the line. It's always great to talk to her. The segment is called Lawyer Up, and she is our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris show. Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
We are. Good morning. Really good to talk to you. Let's get into three stories now that have go inside the law here. A couple of them I'm really fascinated by. This first one is about a barber. They call him the blind barber. He works at Tony's Barbershop in Norton, Massachusetts, or he did until 2012, and they fired him. And he says, they fired me because I'm blind, but all my customers loved what I did for them anyway. I did not let a man get out of my chair until he had a great haircut. So he claimed wrongful termination, and he won. Lisa, how did this all play out? He winds up winning, and did he get his job back, or did he get money back, I believe? Is that right?
He got money, and his employer is actually appealing it. But the thing is, this guy was able to cut hair. He had a type of blindness that affects your peripheral vision, and so I think he could see a little, you know, through the center. Uh-huh. And he was legally blind, and his niche was that he was the blind barber, and he had quite a following, and he was absolutely able to do the job. And so, you know, you basically, for an ADA discrimination claim, you have to show that you were qualified to do the job, which mm-hmm. he was, and that with reasonable accommodation, you could do it even with your disability.
Exactly.
And he could do it. The reason they fired him was because he tripped a couple of times. Nothing related to the cutting of the hair, but the employer got frustrated with him because he tripped and fell a couple of times.
And he's down there with all the old hair scraps, and you know, he's got the scissors.
You
in
can
his hand.
Fire somebody for that?
You can't fire him for tripping,
being clumsy.
Well, yes, apparently not, because he won.
Well, good.
And I think he'll win on appeal. Yeah, I think the guy's got a slam dunk.
Me too, and I'm glad he did. The blind barber. The story
that explains your haircut. Because Biggie and I have been wondering, Lisa, yeah. You can't see. We're on radio, obviously.
That's how much I supported this man. I go to only blind barbers from now on. Can you tell?
Yes.
You know, I saw a picture of you doing a TV spot, and it looked like you had a new haircut.
I do. I mm-hmm. do have a new haircut, yeah. Yes.
The unintentional rat tail.
Off the side.
Yeah.
Lisa, let's go to the next story, too. This one is fascinating. This couple, I'm sure you've heard about them by now, they went on to the ride, a Ferris wheel ride in Las Vegas. Not really a couple. They just met up. One's 27, one's 21. She was celebrating her 21st birthday. They meet. They go into the Ferris wheel ride, which is huge and takes 30 or 35 minutes to go all the way around so you can see the strip on Las Vegas. I mean, the Ferris wheel car itself is enclosed with glass and is big enough to hold like 40 people. They were there alone. They wound up having sex on the ride. There's a loudspeaker inside the car that says, you two, put your clothes on, stop having sex.
They had to do it twice.
They complied for a minute, then they went right back to it. And their lawyer, and you tell me if you think this guy's got some nerve or he's a great lawyer, he says they deserve privacy on that ride. Plus, they were drunk, so they couldn't have known what they were doing. So we are vigorously fighting this arrest for public indecency and having sex up there. It's a felony in Las Vegas. Tell us, Lisa, does this couple have a chance to get out of these charges?
Well, not because they were drunk, because being drunk does not absolve you of following the law. But all of these sex in public statutes across the country, they all involve public nudity, you know, prohibitions against public nudity or public sex acts. Mm-hmm. And so what they're arguing about is, was that really public? If they were in an enclosed structure like that, did they have a reasonable expectation of privacy? And I'm going to say, no way.
I didn't think so.
Because you're going to fall for that.
But I have to say, this lawyer, he's got some moxie.
Clever.
To come up with
that.
They should have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Because the only people who saw them, Lisa, were, I guess, obviously the ride operators, because there's security cameras in each of the cars. And they were in, what, car 16? So car 17 and car 15 got an eyeful.
And talked about it.
Yeah. And some of the other cars filmed it, I believe. Right?
They did.
You're right.
Yes, they did.
Cell phones and film it.
Of all the nerve.
Yeah.
Can I service a woman I just met?
Please. She's celebrating her 21st birthday, for goodness sake. And finally, this is from Great Britain. Now, Lisa has told us, in no uncertain terms, that when international law was taught, she played Battleship in the classroom.
I did.
But
I did.
I think you can answer this one. A woman is upset because she bought a Kit Kat candy bar, and she's 20 years old, a law student herself in London. When she got the Kit Kat candy bar, there was no wafer inside the bar. So it's basically just solid milk chocolate or maybe hollow chocolate. So now she is asking Kit Kat to give her Kit Kats for life, which for over the next 60 years, that's what she wants. She wants one Kit Kat every day for the next 60 years, which would amount to $28,000. Can she make a legitimate case and get that kind of payout from Kit Kat, Lisa Lanier?
You know, if this occurred in the United States, the consumer laws in the United States would only come into play here where you would see like a class action form. If this happened to a lot of people, because she would have to show a harm in order to make a case here for a defective product. And my guess would be our laws are very much based on the Commonwealth and the, you know, handed down. I would think that she doesn't really have a case, but I think a judge would throw it out as frivolous. I don't think she can show real harm. But this is actually what, if this had happened to, say, thousands and thousands of people, then that is, this is exactly what a class action lawsuit would be about. It would be all of those people coming together and going after the manufacturers of Kit Kat. But for this one little injury, it's going to get thrown out as frivolous or a lack of harm. There's going to be no damages from it.
I figured, but sometimes I get a one of those Whoppers, the candy milk malted product, and when I get a bad one, man, it's bad, isn't it? It can be rough. I'm sort of on her side on this, but I don't think she's going to win. I think it's over. Lisa Lanier, you're always great. We appreciate you going inside the numbers on all these legal cases and allowing us to call you when we have another one. I'm going to keep up to date on this Ferris Wheel sex story, and we may call you back, okay?
It's fascinating. Yeah.
Thank you. She's our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris Show, president of the Lanier Law Group. You have any kind of legal trouble? LanierLawGroup.com.